You're listening to Central Time here on the Ideas Network. I'm Rob Ferret. Coming up, a new report finds that millions of Americans are at least 3 months behind on their car payments. We'll talk to an economist about what this could mean for consumers and the financial well-being of the country. First, Governor Tony Evers vetoed a Republican bill yesterday that would have used the state's budget surplus to give tax cuts to middle-class Wisconsinites. The governor said in a statement that he objected to passing a fiscal bill outside of the biennial budget process and said he was dismayed that the bill lacked bipartisan support. Republicans in the legislature have called the veto divisive. Our next guest is here to talk about the veto and what's happening at the Capitol. Sean Johnson is the State Capitol Bureau Chief for Wisconsin Public Radio News. Sean, welcome back.
Hey, Rob.
So talk us through the Republican plan. It passed the legislature, didn't pass the governor.
Yeah, the Republican plan is similar to what the governor talked about on the campaign. It's similar to what he's talked about this year. I think the big difference, and it is a big one as far as, you know, both parties are concerned here, is how the Republican plan is paid for versus how Evers wants to partially pay for his tax cut. So Evers wants to, if he's going to have a tax cut, an income tax cut, he wants to offset that by scaling back a tax credit for manufacturers. Republicans are saying that is a non-starter for them, and so that is a pretty big chasm between the parties on this, and that's where they stand today.
And everybody here, the governor, Republicans, say they want this middle-class tax cut. That's something they agree on. It's just the where the money comes from. What were Republicans using here?
They were using money that's in the state budget right now, basically. I mean, a balance in the state budget, and in future budgets, they would, you know, essentially require legislatures to make decisions and prioritize the tax cut. They would either have to get rid of it or find the money somewhere. So there's no specific source of new funding to offset the lost revenue from the tax cut. It would just be using a balance that's there right now.
And the governor has made the case that that's a temporary fix, in effect.
Yeah, he's saying that if you do that, you're either not going to have money for the tax cut in future budgets, or because of this tax cut, you're not going to have money for other priorities like schools.
And this manufacturing tax cut, give us a little bit of the background on that. That's been pretty controversial over the last year or so.
Yeah, it has. I mean, this is something that Governor Walker included, he didn't include it in his initial budget, but Republican lawmakers added it to his first budget in 2011. Walker signed it, and this is a very large tax credit for manufacturers in Wisconsin, effectively zeroes out their tax burden here. And so what's happened is, as this reduces revenues for state government, Democrats are kind of saying, you know, sounding the alarm on this. Look, this is something that we have to take care of. This is a problem. Republicans keep pointing to it as a reason things are good in Wisconsin right now. They credit it with helping the economy.
Right. They've pointed it toward it as a reason for job growth since the Great Recession. Critics of that way of thinking say our job growth has tracked pretty well national trends. So, and there have been efforts to measure the impact of that, and some economists say, yeah, it has helped us here in Wisconsin.
Yeah, I mean, it is tricky to measure the impact of it because, some of the efforts that have seen it look at border counties, but not all the border counties, you know. So, the economy is doing well in Wisconsin by metrics we all look at. The unemployment rate is low. But whether or not this tax credit has something to do with that, because the tax credit does not award job creation, for example. I mean, you don't have to create a job to get the tax credit. That's the argument that you hear from Democrats. Also, the fact that, you know, as you mentioned, the national economy is doing pretty well.
Talking to WPR Capitol Bureau Chief Sean Johnson about the Governor Evers' veto of a Republican middle-class tax cut plan. And Governor Evers presumably is going to offer up details on his own plan when he presents his budget next week, right?
Yeah. So Evers initially latched on to this Democratic plan that, again, it was similar to the one that Republicans talked about. But Evers' proposal that he talked about initially would offer individuals who earn below $80,000 and families that earn below $125,000 a 10% tax credit. So that plan is slightly different than he talked about on the campaign. There's a chance that what he offers in the budget would be slightly different than what he talked about, you know, a couple weeks ago as he builds the rest of the budget and, you know, finds other sources of revenue, other pots of money. I mean, the budget is kind of like an interlocking puzzle. You know, you change one thing over here, it affects something else over there. So I can't say for certain that the tax credit that or the tax cut that he talked about a few weeks ago would be what he's going to have in his budget. But that is something that he said he supported recently.
We'll all be watching for that next week. I wanted to touch on some other news today, really, Sean, on the outcome of this lame duck session of the legislature late last year, that affected the powers of the governor and the attorney general. Those are two big parts of it. The governor is a defendant, weirdly, in a lawsuit. Technically, he's defending some of those changes that limited his power. But what did he have to say about it in a court case today?
But he happens to agree with plaintiffs. So the governor is kind of a defendant in his official capacity as governor. But the governor in one of the state lawsuits today, the one filed by unions, including Service Employees International Union, the governor said he agrees with plaintiffs and they have a likelihood of success. And that he wants Dane County Circuit Court to immediately block the laws that were passed in the December extraordinary session or lame duck session of the legislature. So he's also a defendant in another state lawsuit. He's going to file something in that case, I believe, tomorrow. And so it may be a hint of the argument you're going to hear from the governor in a lot of these cases where he's officially a defendant, but he wants these laws gone.
We have, up till today, three lawsuits over this lame duck session. Check me on this. A federal lawsuit specifically on the voting changes that were there.
Correct.
We had the state lawsuit you just mentioned from a labor group. And then there's another lawsuit from the League of Women Voters and other organizations challenging the process, saying, hey, the lame duck session never happened.
Very good.
I'm right so far.
You are right on those three.
Okay, but it gets more complicated. Lawsuit number four.
We got a new one today.
Yes.
This one filed by the Democratic Party of Wisconsin. This one is in federal court. And this one says that the lame duck session violated the U.S. Constitution in a variety of ways. Violated people's rights or states' rights to a Republican form of government. That's a small r, Republican form of government. And essentially, by taking away the will of voters. Also said that the lame duck session violated the First and 14th Amendments to the U.S. Constitution. So now we have two lawsuits in federal court, two lawsuits in state court. I'm not going to say that we won't have a fifth because I don't think we saw this one coming necessarily.
Right, and this is the Democratic Party of Wisconsin raising this lawsuit. Who defends it in this case? Do we know yet?
So this one is filed against a variety of Republican lawmakers, including Assembly Speaker Robin Voss, other legislative leaders. It is also filed against Governor Tony Evers in his official capacity as governor. The tricky thing with all of these is that typically it would be the state attorney general who defends the state in cases like these. But remember, our attorney general, Josh Call, has been very critical of the lame duck lawsuits. The lame duck lawsuits are challenging powers that were taken away from the attorney general's office. And so Call has said he has a conflict of interest in these cases. And so he has not defended the initial cases. This is a new one. We'll have to make a new decision. But I think it's fair to, you know, it'd be a decent guess to say that Josh Call probably won't defend this case either. And so Republicans on these other cases have reached out to private attorneys to, you know, argue for them and to defend these laws.
And these are all still pretty fresh and new lawsuits. We might not have results on these for, well, depending on appeals, for months, maybe even years, right?
Yeah, so in the state cases, you know, the League of Women Voters cases, the unions case, those are in Dane County Circuit Court. And so, you know, you could imagine, given the way other Dane County Circuit Court cases have gone, potentially a Dean County judge would rule against these laws or some portion of them. But they are not moving quickly if that's the way they're leaning. I mean, they're given time for them to be briefed. There's going to be hearings on those cases next month. Now, in the other federal case, the old one we'll call it, that the one that's specifically on voting laws, that is the judge there moved more quickly and said already that those changes have to be put on hold because they're similar to other Republican-authored restrictions on early voting that judge already blocked.
So maybe for our pledge drive coming up, Sean, we make a scorecard as a thank you gift of all the lawsuits. Of course, there might be a fifth one.
I feel
one.
Like it could be out of date by the time a scorecard.
Back to the drawing board. Sean, thanks a lot for joining us.
You're welcome, Rob.
That's Sean Johnson, State Capitol Bureau Chief for Wisconsin Public Radio News. He joined us to talk about Governor Evers' veto of a Republican-backed tax cut bill, plus the latest legal challenges to the lame duck session of the legislature and the laws they passed in December.